You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield, then start learning how to shoot a gun, is a dead soldier. You are not a minister to compete, you are a minister of war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this too well.
Hallelujah. Hi, Kati Krahadikesh, the Feli Post. I've seen ministrations, but there's something that happened to me in the course of this. It has never happened to me before under a song ministration. The surge of glory is just something else. Can we lift our hands one more time and give the Lord one more shout? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, something must happen to us when we show up in church. And really, it doesn't have to be the message. It can be at any point.
Hallelujah.
We rejoice and we give God praise. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you. Please be seated. It's a good time to shake someone to either your right or your left. And say good morning, good to see you, welcome to church. And we say something nice about their dressing. Amen. It took so much effort to make that hair, so comment about it. Amen. And wait, who told you it doesn't take effort to barb what a guy? Takes effort until you've known what it means to stay under a wicked baba. Hallelujah. I'm excited this morning. I don't know about you. Amen. All right. Who can tell us what the subject of discussion is? Is it already there?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, I don't know why they got all those things they use there, but they are important in the light of the things to be discussed. Is that okay? And those of you that look like you will not get married, like God has sent you to come and spectate and check those who are in love. Don't let me come here. I don't know why. Okay. So, the reason why it is important for us to discuss this from a balanced perspective is because so many people have jumped, and we have so many people who have jumped into this subject of discussion, and they've made themselves coaches and so on and so forth, which I'm not against. But the issue is that many people have been wrongly discipled when it comes to this subject. Somebody had either communicated his own kind of lust or his own kind of weakness or his own kind of, you know, and so on. And you teach the scripture not from your perspective but from God's perspective. Is that okay? Good. So we're going to be looking at this from whose perspective? God's perspective. Is that okay? Good. All right. I think I've shared this story before for some of you. Years ago, as a teenager, I went to meet my pastor in church, and I joined those who were waiting to see him and to tell him after the service that, I was so confident. I went to meet him to tell him after the service that there's a sister in church that I like, and I'd like to marry her. So he said, when are you looking at? So I said, I'm looking at 11, 12 years time. Yes, I would like to, because we're both teenagers. I'd like to marry her. So I just came to tell you, sir. And my pastor counseled me, and he looked at me and said, "Wow, who is that? He said, "Who is the lucky girl?" So I adjusted myself, say, "Yeah, she's lucky." So I mentioned her name. Those eyes can see. That's what he said to me. And he said, "Wow, she's a good girl." And fortunately for both of us, the pastor was taking both of us in discipleship class. So I liked her. So though I wish my pastor would have just said, "Don't go," but if he had said so, I would not know the reason why. And I would have still gone ahead. Anyway, I would have still done it. It's not like I really needed his permission. I just wanted to tell him so he would know. In case if he's seen us together, he will have an idea. So that's why I told him. So he said, "Why not?" I think I was in SS. Oh, you didn't know? Look at you. You thought I was in jam class? I think SS. Was it SS2, SS3? There about. So I went ahead. I think she married her many years ago. Eventually. When my dad saw the wedding picture online, I just noticed he called me that day and was just being all nice. Was saying, life is going to be. Was just saying those things and then counseling. I said, "This man, we gist, but today you are nice." So I went on Facebook and I saw the picture and we move. There's no time. Praise God. The reason why I shared that story is that is because majority of the things people are disturbing themselves about recently or in recent times, not all of them will really end up in marriage. And somebody really have to tell you. Sometimes because you are commencing at a point that you don't have the maturity that will sustain it, both physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. Are you following what I'm saying now? We need maturity in all those areas to be able to sustain a relationship. And as children of God, listen to me. There's no such thing as dating in scriptures. Say that. I know you don't like it. You heard it. You don't like it. Say there's no such thing as dating. Now, some of you are not talking. Adeboye, you didn't talk. There's no such thing as dating. No, not only him. You two talk. Say, there's no such thing as dating. Say it again. One more time. Say, "I am not a fossil." Those of you who did chemistry, that you have to carbon date fossils. Some of you don't know what a fossil is. You better say it loud and clear. You are not a fossil. Alright. Okay. Alright. And so, let's pick our anchor scripture, Genesis 2. So we're going to keep checking this scripture throughout this discussion. And I want us to please pay attention. So let's start the reading from verse 15, Genesis 2, verse 15. Genesis 2:15, if you are there, say amen. Alright. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him." Yeah, continue. "And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and so on and so forth. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, all the beasts of the field." Verse 21. "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, 'This is now the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.'" Verse 24. "Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Verse 25. "And they were both naked, the man and his wife," not the man and his babe. "And they were both naked, the man and his wife." Say it loud and clear. "The man and his wife." Say it again. "The man and his wife." Say it again. "The man and his wife." "Wife. And were not ashamed." Please look up. So there are many things to pick from here. We are going to pick them one after the other. Is that okay? There are many institutions on earth. But you see, marriage as an institution was called by God. He was the one who saw the need for it. Adam was not looking for a wife. He was just a man with an assignment. Is that okay? So let's trace back the journey. Who was this man that God looked at and said, "It is not good for him to be alone"? How many of you noticed that God didn't say that statement the moment he was done creating him? Talk to me now. Talk to me now. God didn't say that statement. God didn't say that statement when he looked at his physique. He didn't say that statement. God said it when certain parameters had been complete. One, God made him in his own image, then established him in a garden, and then gave him a work. What was the work? To cultivate it. To dress the garden. Everything they needed for food was in the garden. So that was God showing us his priority. It is not a wife first. It is a life first. You get a life before you get a wife. Is that very okay now? So God saw him, and then God put all those things together. God now gave him his instruction. So he had the instruction of God. He knew what to do and what not to do. Is that okay now? Then God looked at him, having checked all that this man will have to do, and God said, "Nobody should have to do this alone. I will make for him an help that is meet for him." Who needs help if there is no work? And by work, I'm not talking about the fact that someone is employed somewhere. That's a job. What job does is that it brings money to the table, brings food to the table. What a work does is that it brings fulfillment. There are two different things. It is possible to have a work and not be employed under anybody. It is possible to have a job and not have a work. You have a work when God has shown you what to do to make you fulfilled. And listen to me, a work necessarily will also bring food to the table. But it brings more than food, it brings fulfillment. And that's what God wants us to do. Many of the things we are doing now, we are doing them because of the fallen state of not just man, but also the society. Is that okay now? Everyone has to survive, even when they will do things. I mean, someone is going to work on Sunday, on Monday morning, and the fellow is so angry, hating that job, but the fellow will have to still go. But when it's a work, you are happy about doing it because you feel fulfilled. Are you following me now? So God did all those things, and God said, it is not good for this man to be alone. Alright? Then what happened? God knew that despite the fact that all those things were in place, there's no way he will be able to successfully bring a woman, make a woman from his ribs, without him disrupting the process. So God did something. He caused not just sleep, deep sleep. Somebody say deep sleep. Say it loud and clear. Say it again. Alright, deep sleep. It caused deep sleep to fall upon him. Now, most of you who have once taken care of children, either your cousins or your nephews, you know that sometimes the most difficult thing to do is to put a child to sleep. Now talk to me. Have you ever tried to put a child to sleep? That's the most difficult thing. You lay the child down, particularly if it's a boy. Get up again. And 3 a.m. is looking at you like this. And you say, Junior, sleep. And you say, ah, ta, 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 ta. And then, you see, you can't look at that guy and give him Valium. There's nothing you can do. You have to wait for something to happen. And sometimes, alright, there are parents who have discovered that the best way to put this guy to sleep is to first make him cry, then he will sleep when he's done crying. Talk to me now. Say, he's not sleeping for no reason. You wonder why some African guy just becomes stubborn. They taught them. They were raised like soldiers. For no reason, they just bring him, bang, take. And then he will scream, and then when he's tired, he sleeps. So, listen to me. Sleep can be induced. Talk to me now. Talk to me. It can happen naturally, but tiredness can also induce it. What many believers are going through now is that they are setting themselves up for what will make them tired so they can now sleep. That's what is happening in many relationships. God has not spoken, this fellow won't mind, as long as it's time, this fellow looks good, and all those things. You will vent a few emotions, you will spend and be spent, spend a few money here and there, spend time, and you have a record of four like that, and it's like everyone that left with a piece of your heart. And the remaining chunk that you'll have still grown for your husband to meet or your wife. Then you keep dragging yourself through the process for you to now finally come one day and say, I am tired. It is when a man gets there, either through by revelation and saying, Lord, I yield my will for yours, or when the course of life happens. That is when the man is now ready. Are you following me now? Now, look at it. The Bible said God caused deep sleep to fall upon Adam. The reason why the focus is Adam here was because this is the first time a woman is to exist. Is that okay now? Yeah. So, if God caused deep sleep to fall upon Adam, where was the woman God was bringing? She was hidden in his thought. And that's why they tell you that a woman should be so lost in God that a man will have to search God to find her. Are you following me now? Because what we are having now is that we are not just having men who are refusing to sleep. We are having women who are also jumping up and down. God is trying to make this fellow into a rib, into a person. But just at the point he's around like donuts, person has jumped out and they chop clean out. It will amaze you to know the number of Christian ladies and guys, because if a lady is doing it, it's a guy that she's doing it with, that are actively having sex without being married. Actively. So many believers said honeymoon is overrated because they finished the honey. And every instruction, let me say this to you and let me warn you. If you are here, you are not married, and you are exposing yourself to sexual immorality, it is set up. No, it's a big setup. Either as a guy, you know, guys, particularly the culture, our culture in Africa, seem to tell guys that they are invincible. They say things like, it doesn't read meter. Ah, oh, more. You soon find out. And people are actively doing these things, and they are still fine because it is not written on the head. Are you following me? Listen. I want to tell you some real fact. There are many homes that you are celebrating on social media that what is going on inside is worse than a can of worm. The woman or the man, they've exposed themselves to a sexual lifestyle that no human being in the confines of marriage, no one human being can satisfy them. No one. I will rate this message 18. What did I say? Is there a child there? Let the child go to children class, please. Take them to children class. Teacher, sorry, go and listen online. Praise God. Hallelujah. What did I say? You know, look up. Let me talk to you now. That's why we are here. And yes, I have 2 solid weeks. For you have to sit down like this, 2 weeks. I'm not rushing anywhere. Praise God. I know you have seen people who gym before. I used to, until nature overcame. Is there anybody here who does? We don't have. We are just gyming pandemic, all these guys. Now, if you see people who are gymming, you can see somebody who went to the gym with skinny body, sorry, please don't use that word, not really big and so on. But as they begin to stretch and stress that muscle, what happens? It expands. It expands, right? If you give yourself to a lifestyle, you become a professional at it. Listen, that thing you are calling wedding day, that we are saying we are rejoicing, it's not really a happy day for everybody. There are people that your celebration is just formality to now legally enjoy what they've been enjoying. It is nothing special. So it's nothing. And that's why I'm telling you, if you are living such life, stop now. Don't set yourself up. Don't what? Say loud and clear. Don't what? Don't set yourself up. And the reason why a Christian should avoid immorality is not because the person should not get pregnant. We must be like Joseph. How shall I do such a thing and sin against God? So, God wants that no one will be alone in the fulfillment of His purpose for our lives. He wants us to do it with help. He provides help. But He wants us to also do it with help. Alright? Because you are bringing something to the table. One will chase 1,000. 2 will chase what? 10,000. So, God wants to bring another person that will multiply the effect, the result you are seeing. That's what He wants to do. But God made Adam sleep. Meaning that, listen to me. When the Bible said, he that finds a good wife, finds a good thing, and obtain favor from the Lord. Finding a wife is not a product of searching. It's a product of waiting. Are you following me now? Alright, the idea of there are many fishes in the river, I'm looking for the golden one. Ah, that principle doesn't work here. It is a product of what? Waiting. Because it is God who brings the individual. Are you following me now? Look up, everybody. Say it loud and clear. It is God who brings a wife. It's the one that brings a man. And why is it important to trust what God is saying? Listen, we have sometimes heard wrongly about these things, that so many people are now under pressure, so many people are now under many things, because the people who are teaching it, their heart has not been circumcised by God. And that's why even in these days and time, you cannot allow your wife listen to all pastors' wives, because they will duplicate the problem they are having there in this home. She may be enjoying something that her husband has enough money to provide, and we are just climbing up. And somebody will teach your wife for 10 minutes. And then, if you want to have a happy home, you must be careful of who has the ears of your wife. Because women are incubators. Whatever it is that is sown into them, they incubate and they multiply. Are you following what I'm saying? Very important. Alright? God made Adam sleep deeply. And then he made a woman that he believes will be sufficient for him, and he brought her. But how many of you noticed that at least that is the only marriage in scripture that we cannot say maybe he didn't marry right? Talk to me now. But did you notice that still, he still fell through that marriage? Meaning that as important as it is to know the will of God for you in marriage, knowing that will is not the end of the matter. It matters what you do with the will. Sometimes we assume that once I find that perfect will, listen to me, the perfect will of God can still look like a mirage. The perfect will of God, you may still end up beating each other. God brought something you are not ready for. Do you get what I'm saying? And look up, please. Can I tell you that God is bringing the perfect, his perfect will, does not mean your home training will suddenly change. To still reflect. Does not mean that fellow's home training will suddenly change too. What we have in various marriages is what two people decide to make out of each other. What they decide. If you see a home that you appreciate, stop thinking, stop saying that this man married one of the best women. Every man or every woman come as a raw material. It is what you make out of it. What you make out of each other. Whether you decide to make each other happy every day, or you decide to make each other cry. There are people that are carrying loads of frustration and they vent it on their spouses. Say hello and say, what's good about the money? They've not married you. Or you are the one that want to marry. They've not said I do with you. There are guys and there are girls carrying loads of problems that marriage can't solve. And they are trying to use marriage to solve it. Are you following what I'm saying? What problem was Adam having that God was trying to use marriage to solve? Talk to me now. Talk to me now. Loneliness? Help. He needed help. He was alone, not lonely. There are two different things. I am more introverted in nature, so I love to spend bulk of my time alone. I thought when I get married, it's going to be solved. But sometimes I just want to. My wife can ask me a question. And after a few minutes, say, you didn't answer me. Say, I've answered you. Say, you didn't answer me. I said, I answered you in my head. You know. Say it. Adam was alone, not lonely. Say it again. Do you know what loneliness is? It manifests with different symptoms. Particularly if you have a roommate that is engaged. That every night from 10 p.m. she's just laughing. The guy is asking, what are you doing now? Say, okay, I'm trying to cook Indomie now. I'm trying to do all this. And I'm okay. Is so so and so there? Say, yes, she's there. Say me what, team? Hi. And then, you know, all those things are going on. And then the guy is asking, so what's your plan for tomorrow? And say, and the fellow is busy thinking, I just wish somebody would call me too. And ask about my plans. And know what I'm doing, what I'm wearing. And before you know it, jealousy starts setting in. And then the person starts telling the roommate, please, whenever you want to take your call, go outside. Because usually the call disturbs my prayer. There's no prayer going on. Do you get what I'm saying? There's no prayer. Say, please, whenever you want to, just go outside and take this call. That desperate desire, that's for someone to call you and just say, I love you. It doesn't matter. Let somebody just call me. Let me just have somebody to talk to. And there are girls accepting a guy's proposal, knowing that the guy is not fitting for the future, knowing that it's not God's will. But at the meantime, he will feel a vacuum. It is wickedness to use anybody to fill any vacuum. If you won't marry them, lose them and let them go. Ladies, don't let them use you. Do you get what I'm saying? A guy is just using to part time. And guys, don't let them. They ladies use guys too. I think that's even the one that is most common. They are engaging in conversations actively, sitting with you. And at the end of the day, no show. I said, you are just good for a friend. And everybody else that should see this brother and believe that he's single, the same girl is covering him up, will not allow them to see him. If anybody touches him, who is that? If that's not witchcraft, what is it? Don't let anybody brother zone you. And don't let anybody sister zone you. Praise God. Don't use anybody. It's not godly. It's not a sign of integrity. Don't use anybody. If you are not doing, if you won't eat the food, don't smell the pot. Don't taste. Because if this one tastes, that one tastes, this one tastes, that one. At the end of the day, the pot is finished. And you too, don't be tasted. Do you get what I'm saying? Tell your neighbor you are not a pot of soup. Don't be tasted. This one has come, remove one meat. That one, bite one, leave half. What's left? Alright. When Adam finally slept, then God saw that the time was now right to get him the help. Are you seeing that? When he slept. Meaning that it doesn't matter your burden. Say, I'm just burdened now. I'm just burdened about relationship matters. I feel like I should. It should happen now. No. Heaven does not respond to burden when it comes to marriage. Heaven responds to sleep. Sleep. Rest. Throw away anxiety. Throw away your searching ability. Trust God completely. And I tell people, the reason why you have to trust God about who to marry is because he's the one that knows the future of everybody. If you marry by calculation, you will miss it in the areas you can't get the calculation. There are areas you can't calculate. For instance, you don't know tomorrow. And that's why I tell all my boys, if a girl turns you down and you are seeing that practicality because of your condition today, don't look back. Don't beg her. Run. God has just helped you. You'll be saved from many headaches. Because life is in phases. and men are in sizes, right? Life is in phases. There was a time I stumbled on a video on social media. Children, young girls, they were saying, a man that can't do this, japa, a man that... I don't know if you remember that video at some point. You saw that video? Now, you imagine that kind of mentality that has been communicated. And sometimes, listen to me, the devil, knowing the way your life is going, and knowing, guessing that it's most likely from experience that the person God will be bringing will look like this or be at this stage, the devil will fight your acceptance before the fellow comes. He can start fighting your acceptance from the day you were born. So much so that you grew up seeing the family in so much lack. And you tell yourself, me, the mistake my mother made, I will never make it. A guy, if he doesn't have a car, he doesn't have his own house. So you turn to hunter, looking for the one with car or house that won't respect you because you didn't build with him. I'm going to talk to both sexes, but let me start from the ladies. How many so-called Christians now can build from the scratch with a man? And build with conviction, knowing that if God is leading me, I know him too much, he will not lead me into suffering. If it is God, make sure before you enter into the zone, it is God. Whatever he doesn't call for, he won't provide for. Don't enter into suffering that God did not orchestrate. Is that okay now? It is not every guy you can start with from the scratch. You can only start with the one that has a vision. There are people that you start with from the scratch and they are going nowhere. No, we need to balance it. True or not true? Let me tell you, one way to know a dangerous guy is that he keeps telling you visions you know he can't fulfill. I'm about starting something now. See, by the time that thing, when it lands, and when it describes the whole vision, it's not achievable. It's not like you don't have faith. But if you look at what he's saying, he will need at least, for anyone to get this done, at least to take some 5 years. But he's saying, don't worry, give me 3 months. when we finally eat that thing. And then you keep seeing visions that are not materializing. Run. Run. See, where do I run to? Run to God. God has different kind of sons. There are dangerous sons that even God, if you are marrying them, God who is their father, I say, you don't know. There are marriages that as they are doing it, everyone is saying, it shouldn't have been you. Before you talk about, let me balance that now. While we are talking about starting with a guy, believing in him and all those things, before you can believe in a big vision, make sure the small ones are being fulfilled. We are seeing, he's saying he wants to do this, we see it, okay. That brings like 10,000. I mean, we see that this fellow is working at it. You know what I'm saying? Not the one that his work ethics is not even in correlation with what he said he wants to do. He just sleeps, just, you know, relax and daydream and say, you know, and he keeps telling you, tomorrow we are going to be biggest in this city. Don't worry, we are going to drive what? Why are they driving it? Nobody gets to the top that way. Ladies, God is not a killer of joy. He will not lead you in the path of irresponsibility. Do you get what I'm saying now? There are Christians that speak in tongues that if you marry them, your future is finished. Either male or female. Church is spiritual clinic. Not all patients are responding to treatment. Not all patients. And the thing is that, let me give a disclaimer as the privileged pastor of this church. I met him in church. He's not a yardstick.
His papa's daughter
is not a yardstick. I have dangerous daughters and good daughters.
His papa's son is not a... Talk to me now. I accept good boys and bad boys. What do you mean? I know the ones that give me a dick. What do you mean? Look at you. I tell people, say, if you come to our church, Fair of Light Church, there are husband materials. Olorun, is God that? No. There are wife materials in that church. Do what? Do what? Do what? The devil who comes to church, Job 1. Sons of God will present themselves to God and then commit the devil also amongst them. If they can come before God, they can come before me. Who am I? I've seen cases where people come to church specifically and join worker because they want to sleep with a worker. He said, if this girl loves God, we'll love God together and we'll do it. Are you following what I'm saying here? So it is important you are not the kind of girl that is trying to chop life. You chop life, they chop you, and then the issue is this. The reason why what I'm saying does not make sense to men is that some people don't mind being chopped. You know what I'm saying? They don't mind that. So they call that kind of relationship help. This is they are helping each other. You know, like MMM. Somebody is looking for somebody to give. This guy carries something, he's looking for a donor or collector. Then they find each other and they mash out. It's possible. I don't know why you are saying hi. If you be a pastor for a month, you will know what I'm saying. You don't believe what I'm saying here. You think as we are seated here, there's nobody here who came specifically for you. Look at you. Praise God. All good and perfect gift comes from God, including a good wife and a good husband. And that's why you have to be a good Christian first before you can be a good wife or a good husband. Only good Christians make good couples. Marriage doesn't change anybody. I wish I have enough time. On Tuesday, be here. Marriage doesn't what? Now, talk to me now. I say, marriage doesn't what? Say it loud and clear. Marriage doesn't what? I saw a video this week. I see things, you know, because I have a very serious assignment to take the media space for the kingdom. This man married this woman. At least they were not really legally married at first, but they later went to pay the bride price and stuff. And I think they've been together for about 6 years with either a child or two children. And he became sick. And while he was on the hospital bed, the wife came to drop a note that she has left. A few months later, they told him that she's getting married in Lagos. He went there, and it was true. She was getting married. And it was one of the guys that was still coming to sleep with her while the husband was still fine that she was getting married to. I looked at the man. He could no longer walk normally. He stood where he stood. You can tell that this is the height of pain. But there was no tears. Listen to me. I can beg you in the name that is above all names. There is a reason why you have to follow God's will. Don't marry what you want. Not every spouse can be there when evil days come. I think I've shared this story. I'm going to have to round up with this story. Was it last year? No, either last year or 2019.
I got called. Somebody saw testimony of healings on Facebook and reached out to me, sent me a DM, and I replied. Talking to him, I found out that he's a very big man in this city. I mean, he's not rich, he's wealthy. So he explained to me that he had stroke for years, and then seeing the testimonies, he believed he could be healed, that I should please come. It took me about 3 months before I could finally now get a window of space to go see him. And I got to the house. So he was partially paralyzed. One thing I noticed was that he had his children at home, but he was still the one who struggled to come out to open the gate. So I took mental note of that. We had to assist him back to his seat. I was talking to him in the parlor, just raising his faith and encouraging him with God's word. And he was listening. So about the time I was to pray for him, I said he should call his family. Let's pray. We're in the living room. It was a duplex. The kitchen was just to the right hand side. The woman was cooking. There was no loud music. We were both seeing her. So he kept calling her. And she didn't answer. He called her more than 20 times. And he looked at me with so much tears. And he said, "When I used to be strong, it was not like this." That expression I saw that day, I don't want to see it in anybody's face. Now you feel you can do everything on your own. You have the energy to choose who you want. But only God knows tomorrow. Only God knows tomorrow. It matters who you marry. Drop every carnal reason for choosing aside. Strike a new covenant with God. I am ready to go with whoever you instruct me to go with. And when a man comes to ask you out, if you say you want to go and pray about it, really pray about it. Don't go and check his Facebook or his Instagram. Really pray. Be honest. Only God knows tomorrow. Consult him when trying to choose the fellow that will be there tomorrow. Follow his instruction. Trust him to lead you, and lean not on your own understanding. I'll pause it here. I will continue much later. For those of you who are married, to thank God for your wife, your husband. I say, "Father, thank you. You didn't let me miss it." Let me say this, in case if the case exists. The moment you are married, you are no longer permitted to think you miss it. Just assume you got it right and live with it. Is that okay now? What did I say? The moment you are married, you are no longer permitted to what? Think you have missed it. Just pray it to manifestation. If you are in a relationship, thank God for your spouse. I say, "Father, thank you for bringing us together, for instructing this relationship." If you are in the one he did not instruct, say, "Father, help us to start from the scratch." You don't have to pray any of these prayers. Either as a married person or much later,
you will still buy my books. If you think you should pray any of this prayer, the one that concerns you, pray them now. You have 1 minute. When it comes to this subject of marriage, please be truly humble. Be truly humble in subjecting to God's will. Be truly humble. Mean it. Please. Don't let your heart be lifted in pride. Please. Don't let your heart be lifted in pride. If you perceive in your heart you have missed it, you are in a relationship that brings you to sin all the time, it's time for you to take a pause. It's time for you. It can be the will of God, but both of you, because of your untamed emotion, can scatter the whole thing. You can invite the devil into that home, and that will be a big trouble. So please mean it. Be serious. Be sincere. Tell him to help you. Some of you have been fighting with this immorality, but you are not accountable to anyone. You can't win that way. When the voice of authority over you, one that can chastise you and tell you what not to do and put boundaries there. Ask for the wisdom. Those of you who are trusting God for a future partner, tell him, Lord, I submit to your will. I'm ready. I know you have my interest at heart. And just when you bring him or her, I'm ready, Lord. Help me, prepare me also for whatever it is you are bringing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Please rise to your feet, everybody. The last phase of trusting God for a spouse is the phase where you have everything else but no physical entity for it. You have a description, you already know where you are going, you know the kind of man you have been prepared to help. Do you get what I'm saying now? Yes. It is not when the man comes you start finding out. So you know, based on God's preparation for me, the man I will marry will be somebody who is going this direction. He may not be there yet, but he has that seed, that possibility in him. Do you get what I'm saying now? Know it. Be very serious. Be intentional with your walk with God. Marriage does not make you more on fire. No. No, it doesn't. Even if you marry somebody who prays like Elijah, it does not mean you'll be a prayer person. I'm telling you, it doesn't. If God can't change you now, no man can. Do you get what I'm saying now? Please pray for yourself. I receive wisdom to manage this season in the name of Jesus. Decree it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. God bless you.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.